Hello, my dear friends. I will present here a short test and teardown of the famous Sonoff Smart Relay in the Zigbee version, the Sonoff Basic ZBR3. I will check if it can be paired with Home Assistant via Zigbee 2MQTT on CC2531, take a look at its interior, and try to sketch its partial schematic. Purchase Sonoff Basic ZBR3. Sonoff Basic ZBR3 is available in many online stores. At one time, I bought it for 40 PLN plus 14 PLN with shipping from China, although it is also available in our country. I found it under Sonoff Basic ZBR3, ZB DIY Smart Switch controlled via SmartThing. APP works with SmartThings Hub Alexa. Offer screenshot. Note, this product also comes in a Wi-Fi version, Sonoff Basic R3. Please be careful what you order. Vendor description, compatibility. Specification, these type products also work on 120V. Promotional graphics, there are also instructions available for it on the internet. Kit contents, launch. From the seller we receive an orange box. The set is a bit richer than usual. In fact, this is the first time I get a kit with a smart relay where the manufacturer has thought of a solid cable attachment so that it is a little better protected from pulling out. These white items in the bag with screws are for this purpose. Instruction manual, but I will not pair according to it with the manufacturer's hub. I will use my own Home Assistant server. The product has two LEDs, one indicating pairing status, the other operating status. The housing is solid and double-layered. In addition, the screw terminals are far inside the housing. This I can already call a big plus. The red LED indicates on-off status. A short press of the button toggles the relay. A long press turns on pairing with the hub. Pairing with Home Assistant. To pair this relay with Home Assistant, we need to have HA server and Zigbee 2MQTT plugin prepared according to my description. For this, you also need a Zigbee USB adapter. When we have everything we need, we press the longer button on the case. The device appeared on the Zigbee 2MQTT list. It is recognized as Zigbee Smart Switch, Basic ZBR3, manufacturer Sonoff, and it can already be controlled by Home Assistant inside of the relay. I had already removed the protective cover to be able to screw the wires to the terminals. Now it is still left to remove the frame. Zigbee module, CC2530. CC2530, system on chip by Texas Instruments. Around it we see a 32 MHz clock generator or resonator. The antenna is as usual as a PAF on the PCB. On the 230 volt input side is a varistor, surge protection, STE10D471K, 10D471K. Below is an explanation of the varistor designations. In the black cap is the fuse. You can also see the X2 capacitor, so-called X-class capacitor, two electrolytic capacitors, and a choke between them. The rectifying bridge is on the bottom of the PCB. The X2 capacitor after soldering. It has an anti-interference role. Transmitter 10A, GI1A 5DH. Explanation of designations from the GJ series. But here it is similar, capacitor Y, CD221K. That is connecting the primary side to the secondary side of the inverter. Bottom, flyback controller. On the main side you can see the rectifier bridge, the CSC7102C flyback converter controller. On the low voltage side, the LDO regulator 3.3 volt, and a transistor and diode from the relay. Transistor with code J3Y. Perhaps S8050, they are popular with them. This LDO regulator, however, is not AMS1117 3.3 volt. Here it is less typical. 6211A 3.3. I think ME6211A33P in SOT89 housing. Explanation of designation. Analysis of the N schematic of the power section. The power supply is realized on CSC7102C, 5 volt, 0.5 amp, 3 watts, SOP7 inverter controller. I couldn't find its datasheet, but a bit of information is there. described as CSC7102C, primary feedback low power 3 watts, built-in startup resistance charger control chip. Primary feedback means that the feedback is taken from the primary side, from the auxiliary winding, on the FB pin, otherwise feedback or V-sense, as opposed to feedback through an optocoupler such as the PC817 from the secondary side, built-in startup.